Chapter 82. So effortlessly miraculous. Remember, M tells herself, you are right. You are always right, even when being right is clearly wrong and leads to nothing but further chaos and perhaps distress. It's always worth it in the end. No room for doubt. Doubt can be the downfall. She has sent her ex-guardian on his way. He has left her mail and turned tail. The messenger has turned and tottered off down the stairs. He shuffles more than he did before. The hair thinned at the back of his head, worn away by the pillow or the pressure of things coming up behind him. Melody shrugs. Another flawed moment. A moment not grabbed and wrung for what it was worth. Why didn't I ask him in? Sit awkwardly sipping tea until he finally drummed up the courage to take his leave. I should be used to it by now, she thinks. She is only 20-something and has forgotten this completely by the time she is halfway down the hall. She tears a piece off a baguette and cuts a hunk of cheese to put on top, bites into it as she looks out the window. Dusk is settling on the city. The rumble of evening traffic recedes. Gulls are circling over the city square, right above its spire and clock. A layer of city fumes, violet to pink, arches on the horizon, like a faded and fallen rainbow. Mel finishes bread and cheese and goes to notebook to capture things, to trap them on paper in her higgledy-piggledy words and shantytown lines. Elusive thoughts appearing and disappearing, a kind of hide-and-seek, always on the lookout for enlightenment, for a line or a rhyme, for some rewarding insight, observation, poignant moments and moods, like a flower opening or shafts of evening sun beaming through storm clouds, overheard intimacies, crazy things her friends say and do. So effortlessly miraculous.